USA News, I'm Lance Pry. U.S. officials are warning China against supplying Russia with military arms and ammunition. Concerns that China was considering providing the advanced weapons to Russia first surfaced in meetings between officials late last year. U.S. officials put their Chinese counterparts on notice in video conferences and in-person meetings that China is nearing a red line in assisting Russia's invasion. Sad news to report on this President's Day. The USA's oldest living former president doesn't have a lot of time.
At 98 years old, Jimmy Carter is in hospice care after recent hospital stays. The Carter Center said in a statement that the former one-term president will no longer seek additional medical intervention, with his family and medical team fully supportive of the decision. Carter occupied the Oval Office from 1977 to 1981. In 2015, he had this to say about his life.
You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
Carter has battled melanoma that spread to his liver and brain in recent years. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, announced on Sunday that it will be testing a monthly subscription service that will allow users to verify their accounts with a government-issued ID and a monthly fee. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the move is to increase authenticity and security across their services. The monthly fee will be $11.99 a month for web users and $14.99 a month for iOS. President Biden will fly to Poland this evening, departing Joint Base Andrews and Air Force One. Poland is in talks with the United States about increasing troop presence. Prime Minister Morawiecki of Poland says his country is in the process of talking with President Biden's administration about making U.S. troop presence more permanent and increasing the numbers in Poland. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
North Korea fired multiple ballistic missiles off the country's east coast this morning, one day after the United States held joint military drills with South Korea and Japan. Kim Yo-jong, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un's sister, called the United States the worst maniacs in a statement after the latest missile launches. South Korea referred to North Korea as our enemy for the first time in 6 years as tensions escalate. North Korea launched a record 90 missiles last year. An ICBM launch Saturday was the first launch of that type since January 1st. A U.S. senator from Ohio says residents should be skeptical about contamination after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine.
Both the state and the federal EPA administrators said that, but when you return to your home, we think the water's safe, but when you return to your home, you should be tested again for your water and your soil and your air, not to mention those that have their own well.
Sherrod Brown added Congress is partly to blame for failing to regulate rail systems, but the real problem is too much corporate influence.
They don't invest in safety rules and safety regulations, and this kind of thing happens. That's why people in East Palestine are so upset. They know that corporate lobbyists have had far too much influence in our government.
I'm Dave Collins.
More than two dozen people have died in Brazil's Sao Paulo state because of heavy rains. In fact, six cities had to cancel carnival because of the weather. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.